You're now listening to The Nosh with your host, the Kosher Guru.
It's Saturday night, and we are live with another amazing episode of The Nosh with your host, Kosher Guru here. This is a first for us, for Team Kosher Guru, doing a live segment. Yes, you heard that correctly. A live segment of The Nosh here at our bunker, 12 feet below ground level. We are protected from all people out there at an undisclosed location in a town far, far away. But anyway, we're here with Team Kosher Guru. This is Yossi. Yossi Axler. What's up? What's up? Team Kosher Guru, my partner in crime. And I am Kosher Guru, and we have so much to talk about. There's so much going on in everything kosher, in Guru Nation, in Kosher Nation, and everybody out there. We actually just recorded an amazing episode of Two Dudes Cooking, where we were cooking. What were we cooking?
Sloppy Joe's.
Sloppy Joe's.
Manwich Sloppy Joe's.
Manwich Sloppy Joe's. We had amazing Meal Mart meat, fresh buns from the supermarket, wherever they come from.
Undisclosed location, obviously.
Undisclosed location.
Undisclosed.
And Manwich. So easy to make, so exciting. It was great. It was super, super great. There's just so much to do, so much to talk about, so much happening. Yossi, where should we start?
Let's start. I want to talk about Allenby. You went.
I did go to Allenby.
Dovey went.
CFO did go to Allenby.
CFO went. David went.
Mossberg went. Actually, went before all of us.
Correct.
To go check in and see.
I haven't gone. So I want to hear.
You haven't gone.
We're in the WhatsApp, whatever it is. I hear all about it. But I haven't heard from you. Like, we haven't discussed it.
No, we haven't. There's
and
just
I'm
been
super
no time because we're just
it.
So busy.
Very busy.
Allenby is a modern Israeli cuisine restaurant located on Nostrand Avenue, I believe, in Crown Heights. It's not only the outskirts of Crown Heights, but it's getting like the outskirts, and Crown Heights keeps creeping to those outskirts as well as they keep growing
And
moving and expanding. Because thank God, Baruch Hashem, I heard there's so many Chabadniks growing all the time. No, I am not a Chabad. I just love all Jews, all Yidden. And when people keep growing and moving and expanding, it's amazing for all Yidden. So, you know, kol hakavod to Olam down in Crown Heights. So as I'm moving, there is a cute corner restaurant, very, very nice, open kitchen. When I say open kitchen, like literally, you're sitting at the table right there. The kitchen is, bam, right in front of you. The stations are all there. You're seeing everything being made.
So I was at a restaurant like that, Lumina. Oh. In Israel, and that you see everything. Like,
so here's why it's very similar to an extent. Their executive chef,
Maradoni.
No, I'm talking about Allenby.
Oh.
Yes, in Israel, Chef Elior Balbul was one of Maradoni's proteges. Was
really?
One of his chefs, executive chef for many, many years. I believe at Blue Sky, if I'm not mistaken. Which
so
is,
Blue Sky is just upstairs.
Correct.
That's
right.
The roof.
One is dairy. One is meat. Milchus and Fleishiks. So Chef Elior Balbul teamed up with a good friend of ours, Chef Yudah Schloss of Hasid and Hipster. I never know because they both look so cool. I never know who's the Hasid, who's the Hipster.
Yeah, I really miss those sandwiches.
I do miss those sandwiches.
They have like the sandwich pop-up?
Yes.
That was fantastic.
They do
really
amazing stuff. But they teamed up and now they have this awesome, and I mean awesome, awesome restaurant called Allenby. Yes, Allenby is a hip, cool street in Tel Aviv, Israel. If anyone is familiar with Israel, I miss you all, Israel. Always in my heart, but hopefully we'll be there soon. But Allenby's a street there, very cool vibe. You come in, it's almost like it's like eating in your home, like your living room. The restaurant, it's like a big communal table, almost like a little table, like by the fireplace type of, you know, setting. Then a table right in front of the kitchen. So you have different vibes within the restaurant, which is actually very, very cool. Menu is very chic, very cool. Also, not so heavy. Well, you don't leave at the end feeling bloated, like, oh my gosh, what did I just do? No, you can eat many courses and enjoy them.
So I believe in the Facebook group you put pictures?
Yes, I did in our Kosher Guru Kosher Nation Facebook group.
It looks
group.
Super cool.
Yes.
It looks like you don't feel like you're on Notion Avenue. Like
no.
You're somewhere else really far away.
I feel like I was like transplanted down to like Miami, out in California, out like, you know, out in like Suffolk County, some cool little town somewhere.
Right.
It was just really, really cool. The food was delicious. Service? Insane. Service was insane. A little warning to everybody out there, because I know a lot of people get a little fatumold. They, at this point, do not have their liquor license yet, so there is no alcohol menu. So the CFO actually enjoys drinking a lot. He enjoys, which I found out, even semi-sweet wines. I don't know why, but he does.
Oh, you didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Oof.
So we actually walked up the block to a liquor store, purchased some nice bottles of wine. Brown bagged it.
Brown bagged it. That's how we roll.
We purchased some nice bottles of wine right now.
He's going to throw something at
yes,
us.
Yes, he will. He's actually in the production studio right next to us. But thank God there's a bulletproof glass between us and him, so we're safe right now. Otherwise, we're going to have to run down the block to the Hirschman's apartment and, you know, do our videoing and recording from over there. But anyway, on a more serious note, I was super, super impressed. The desserts, by the way, delicious, but not overly sweet. Like, they didn't pour,
like savory.
A pound of sugar. Correct. It was insane. Insane. They served a nice little tea with it. The entire evening was fantastic. Fantastic. Cool vibe, chill, highly recommended. Food on another level. Literally, food on another level. A lot of people, when I commented and showed the pictures, said a lot of pictures remind them of that Pardes-esque type of feeling. Oh. Like, you know, how much we miss Moses Wendell and yes. his cooking and everything.
So like this, a lot. A lot. Not just a little bit. Like,
no, a lot.
A lot.
A lot. And this was reminiscent of those days. So let's see what happens. I'm looking forward to going back again, trying it again. We were just there.
I'm like super stoked. I was like stoked before because I want to try new places or whatever.
I was stoked going
But those
there.
Pictures looked really cool. But now that you tell me, it's like...
I do want to have to say, I want to thank you to Shalas and the entire team of Allenby for having us as your guest over there. We were there during Friends and Family Week and it was very, very exciting. So yeah, so if you're in the New York area, New York, New Jersey area and want to go try something cool, something new, definitely, my opinion... My recommendation, go check out Allenby.
I have a friend, Mark, who went last week, and he said it was fantastic.
Mark who?
Cycling friend, Mark.
Okay, I don't know. No. You enjoyed it?
He fantastic. He said it was also, and he goes to Luminum, Blue Sky, you know, the same.
Oh, Mark. He's Mark. The guy that sags all the time when he rides.
Yes.
Yes, got it. Yes.
Mark who sags.
Yeah, Mark who sags.
For the people awesome. Who don't cycle, it's a support car, you know, whatever. And if you can't, you know.
Doesn't ride, he drives. It's all good. But anyway. Still has the uniform and giddy up, so it sounds cool.
Yeah, 100%. You know, it's aerodynamic in the car. You know, it's aerodynamic to where the spandex
is. I want to ask you a question, just while we're still on food and before we go to our next topic, because we do have a few topics lined up for this amazing podcast that we are doing right now. I was away. I know I'm throwing it out. You're looking at me like, uh-oh, what's going on?
Yes.
I was away for Sukkot. I was actually in Italy enjoying a beautiful Sukkot program vacation with Leisure Time Tours. But right before
and
Sukkot...
those pictures look very cool. And I want to say thank you for the gift that you brought me back. I had no idea what was on half of it until after last week's Two Dudes Cooking.
But no, I know I'm going to talk to...
My friend Rusty picked up on it. He was
we're going to talk about Italy in a bit. We're not up to Italy, yeah. But I just want to find out. We'll talk about Rusty also because I met him again. He's such a nice guy. But all that meat that we loaded you up with to cook and to smoke, I want to know what you did with that meat and how it turned out.
Oh, so that... It was Allie... Packers.
Mealmart Packers, right?
Mealmart, sorry, yeah.
Right, Mealmart. So Allie is the parent company of Mealmart, which people always know that. So also when you do go and look in your butcher shop or your supermarket, whether you're going to, you know, Pomegranate, Gourmet Glot, Redberry, wherever you're going, Evergreen, and you're looking at your meat, I truly always recommend domestic meat because I think it's the best. But on top of that,
it's always much better.
For the word Allie, A-L-L-E, it's the parent company of Mealmart, and their meat is insane on a different level, different quality. They're amazing. But anyway, go on with what
so
you're doing.
So I have gotten non-domestic meat. I smoke a lot in my backyard, as my neighbors know, and I told you the story. I'm gonna tell everybody in the podcast. So last week I was smoking chickens, so I used charcoal. My smoker is a Weber Smoky Mountain, and it's charcoal base, and there's wood in there. It's good stuff. And I've gone through, in the last few months alone, over 500 pounds of charcoal. I smoke all the time. Like, for instance, you asked me about, like, how it was making all the meat for the shul for Simchas Torah, which was fantastic. But I've gone through a tremendous amount of charcoal. And so I start up the charcoal, the chimney, which is a great starter for charcoal because there's no mess. It's just... It goes every time. Remember, like the old days when we were kids, like you'd sit there with the charcoal and it would go and stuffing the newspaper into the charcoal and the lighter fluid.
And
moving
it around a little bit and more lighter fluid and everything
else. It works every time, no questions, and you don't use the match light. You can use like real charcoal. Anyway, so I started up, and when you start up the charcoal in this charcoal chimney, charcoal, it just gives off this really black smoke. So it's for the first like maybe 10 minutes, it gives off this black smoke. Then when it heats up enough, I put that into the smoker. And then after that point, you have like this nice smell of, you know, wood smoking, and you have the meats inside that are, you know, it's fantastic. Anyways, the first 10 minutes, I start the charcoal chimney. And it, you know, I walk away, but everything is completely safe and secure. I have it on metal. It's within metal. Everything is great. I have
metal mat
on over my fake, you know, fake wood patio. You know, that way in case any, you know, charcoal hits down, everything is good, right? I go outside. I come back, you know, I go inside the house, check on something. I come back out. It's ready to be dumped into smoke. I put in the smoker, put the, you know, everything good to go. Next thing I know, and I'm messaging with my friend Shia. He's like, "Are you smoking? Because I, you know, I smell the charcoal." I'm like, yeah, good. Next thing I know, I'm hearing fire trucks.
Fire trucks?
Fire trucks. I'm like, this is, what a coincidence, right?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, did you call the fire department? I messaged him as a joke. Like, did you call the fire department? He's like, no, LOL. Next thing I know, the fire trucks are like, I'm in the backyard. I hear the fire trucks outside, like on the street, you know?
Yeah.
So I go outside to check. Like, I have my gloves on still because I was dealing with chicken, raw chicken. I'm dealing with the gloves and everything, right? I go outside and I see, next thing I know, like, they're firefighters. They came. I walked through the house. I walked with guys to my backyard. There was guys inside my backyard. I had a neighbor who thought that there was a fire happening because they saw the black smoke.
You gotta be kidding me.
100%. I've gone through like 500, over 500 pounds of charcoal in the last few months alone. But I guess this neighbor didn't live further down the block, so black smoke coming out. Really, by the way, appreciative, by the way.
Pro tip, always keep a few bags of charcoal in your trunk, because in case you think you run out, they'll always be there in your trunk.
Yes. I heard that pro tip earlier today.
Smart man over told it to you.
It's very smart, by the way, because I ran out of charcoal on Friday.
And where do you have more charcoal?
In my trunk.
There you go. Always check the trunk.
Always check the trunk. But I do live in Marine Park.
Oh, you can fault. That means your house parking. And your car could be 2 miles away from each other.
It was close. So even if I had known about it, I would have been like, no.
Not happening.
No. So I just, you know, natural gas grill, and I cooked everything up. So the neighbor who called the fire department on my smoker, I'm still appreciative because, God forbid, there was a fire or whatever, you know, out of control fire, as opposed to this was a controlled, you know, fire, and so everything is good. And so the firefighters are like, I'm like, listen, I apologize.
At least offer them some food.
So I apologize.
Take care of the cities, you know. These are city's firefighters.
So I apologize. I did apologize that the food was raw. The chicken was raw, but had they come 2 weeks earlier, they would have had 80 pounds of brisket that I was smoking for a show. So sorry, the Meal Mart brisket.
Right.
That was fantastic. Insane. It worked out really well.
Perfect. So
thank you for asking. Long story coming back to it. Yes, the meat that you asked me about.
Perfect.
Molto bene.
I do want to talk really something just that happened recently, and unfortunately, once again, you were not able to be there, but you should have been there. Bosch Boschneck. Bosch's pop up at Hapina this week. You missed it.
Yes.
And honestly, another insane event. Not only was it an insane event, Bosch himself outdid Bosch himself. I didn't even know that was impossible. Bosch also had a la carte pop-up a few months ago. I don't remember the exact date. I think it was during the summertime or right before the summertime.
I think it was before.
Maybe before. I don't remember the exact date. Yeah. It was a la carte. He had some great menu items. Really cooked a lot. Really worked on the menu a lot and did a lot. But this time, it was a four-course insane menu that was paired with bourbon and scotch and ending off with beer. Now, let me explain something to you. The first course, this falafel-type egg roll, insane, into his sausages, and these sausages was gazunked sausages. They were huge. The plate was insane. Into like some like 24 or 40, I don't know, some crazy ounce-size steak.
That steak looked insane. I'm actually on my phone now. I'm trying to find the pictures to discuss them.
Because it was insane. And then the dessert, the bacon, chocolate, double chocolate chip bacon muffin with this beer. The whole night, let me tell you, let me tell you something. You missed
an
insane dinner. Now, once again, my good friend, Bensi Wolkowitz, who owns Hapina and runs it, the guy is a mensch. Hapina is a mensch. You're trying to look at the pictures.
Yeah, I'm trying to show you the picture. So here are the pictures. This is the menu picture. Menu. Great picture. By the way, the post that you made in the Kosher Nation. Kosher Nation.
I do hope, by the way, if everyone is listening, I do hope that you do follow and join the group Kosher Gurus Kosher Nation and join the fun. It's the only non-sponsored Facebook group in the kosher world. It talks about kosher restaurants, reviews, kosher news, tidbits, your posts, your recipes, your blogs, your outings, whatever it is. But anyway, join the group. It's fun.
So I'm going to go through the pictures only because this is like super fascinating for me. And I love Bosch. He does amazing food. The first picture was it egg rolls and hummus?
Yes.
Looks insane.
It was insane. And inside the egg roll was like, you know, some type of falafel bowls in there that was patted down. It was really, really cool stuff. It was like literally insane. And then Hapina is a Mediterranean restaurant.
Right.
So he took that play from the Mediterraneanism of the restaurant with the hummus and the mushrooms on it. And then like went into Bash and who Bash is. And Bash makes, you know, and plays with meat.
Yeah.
And loves playing with meat. So from the sausages to the steak, insane.
That's crazy. So these are the sausages.
Yeah, huge sausages.
That looks, and then this steak.
The steak was huge. Now, if you really want to know, nobody, and there's legal. Legal's right below there. There's legal.
I saw legal in the live video. You did a live video of Instagram live at the pop up, so I saw legal there.
Legal was there. Has to make sure I behave everywhere. What was I gonna say? Yes. So there was so much food on the plates. Where guess who was the only person to be able to finish every single plate?
I
yours truly. You can say whatever you want, you're trying to think, but yours truly was able to finish every single thing. Every other person
did he come out with an award
was taking, you know, like a man versus food. Homes. Man versus food.
Man versus food.
I won. Smackdown on the table, no hold bars, I won. I won that night. It was insane. First of all, they had to like wheel me out of there. Literally, put me into a wheelbarrow and just wheel me out of there because it was insane. Literally, literally insane. So really, Team Kosher Guru is, of course, myself, Kosher Guru. Our one and only Spielberg, Gussie Axelrod, who makes everything happen behind the scenes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Sort of, I say, keeps me in check, but really makes everything happen. He's our, I don't call him IT guy because he's more than just an IT guy, but he does so much. Then we have, of course, David Mossberg, our CEO, and of course, Dovie Weider, our CFO. Now, our CFO is actually moving up in the ranks. He's almost taking over that CEO spot as well, like half CEO, because we need more than growing.
Aggressive about it, too.
Very, very aggressive. Aggressive. Very, very aggressive. But that's just the way that Mr. Weider handles himself, because you know what? As a CFO, we have grown literally tenfold with him at the helm. So thank God for his aggressiveness. He's doing an amazing, amazing
aggressive
job.
Aggressive about it, too.
Yes, very aggressive.
Can't hold that boy back.
No, you can't. I think that's the Brooklyn in him. You take him out of the. You can take him out of Brooklyn, but you can't take the Brooklyn out of him.
Baruch Hashem for that.
Thank God, unlike you, he was able to do tshuva and move to the five towns and become a mensch. One day, by you, Mitch Hashem.
Did he lose his hat on the way over the Marine Park Bridge? I heard it. Like there are a lot of like hats.
He has a Yankee hat.
Yankees playoffs, World Series. They're not.
They didn't make it. And then, of course, our newest member to the team, Avi Lang.
Yes.
Avi Lang is doing an amazing, amazing job running and marketing our website. A huge directory coming out soon and a lot going on our website. So I always tell everyone, check out our entire team. Then we have, of course, Mrs. Kosher Guru and a little help from other people in the round. But yeah, there's a lot going on. Anyway, you could always follow us all over social media on Instagram at Kosher Guru, Facebook Kosher Guru, and we have our Facebook group, Kosher Guru's Kosher Nation. Join it. It's a lot of fun. We have many, many members. As I repeated before, it's the only non-sponsored kosher foodie group on there. Talk about restaurants, recipes, reviews, any foodie question. Just post it. Talk about it. You have a blog? Show us. Tell us. We like helping and seeing everybody that is out there.
I love, by the way, there's blog people, you know, personalities that post in the group. And every once in a while, there's a recipe that'll be put in the group. And actually, I sent it to my wife, and she's actually made a few of these. And
it's great. People great just sharing stuff. Their stuff.
Over I had not known
Snapchat,
about these without
Twitter on Snapchat and our YouTube, which our Spielberg right here is all sponsored by the YouTube channel. Kosher Guru, make sure you subscribe to our YouTube
all about
channel.
That YouTube.
Hopefully, a lot more videos coming out this year as we really rock it out and getting back into the grind of videos because summertime is over. And we got to get back and hopefully win an Oscar this year for best YouTube blog video post. If that is a thing, we'll make it a thing.
I think it's a thing.
I am super stoked about getting an Oscar one of these days for the work we do. Or maybe I'll just buy you a chocolate and say, here, mazel tov.
That'd be great. That'd if you don't mind. I'd appreciate that.
No problem. And then, of course, this is what we do. We're here. Twitter. Tweet us at The Kosher Guru. And, of course, we have a WhatsApp group. You can message me to join our WhatsApp group. We don't like any trolls in our WhatsApp group, so we say that if you could email me at guru@thekosherguru.com. Give us your first name, last name, your cell phone number, of course, and we could find you on social media to make sure that you are actually a person. Because, unfortunately, there's so much catfishing and that we like to play with also. And, you know, string you along. But when it comes to our WhatsApp group, you got to be real.
Correct? I like the group. Yeah, 100%.
And then, of course,
and
what do we do?
It's an international group also.
It is an international group. We got people all over the world.
Yeah.
We're rocking out in America, Canada, love the Northwest, a little bit of Mexico, Israel, England, Australia, all over the world. We do love it. Also, on top of all of that, We have a lot going on, but on top of all that, there's going to be some really, really exciting news coming out soon. But everyone always asks, what does and who is Coach Shiguro? We are the largest, at least I like to think in my mind, our mind, the largest and number one kosher media marketing company in the world. We help rock out the kosher world. We create kosher, make kosher happen. If you have an idea, product, you want to be creative, you open up a restaurant, you need some help, we're here to help you. We have an amazing consulting service and team. Go to our website, www.thekosherguru.com. Join our email list, but on top it says consulting. Read everything that we do over there, and we're to help you. We're here to help kosher. We're here to help bring kosher to the masses in a fun-filled way, and I think that we're doing it, and we're rocking it out.
Well, we're definitely having fun.
We're definitely having fun. Sometimes too much fun, but
You know what? That's the aggressive, you know, CFO. He's being aggressive about it, and he brings down the fun every once in a while. Look, we're having too much fun, and you're like, guys,
he does bring it down.
Too much fun.
The fun actually happens like when I go on my trips. I know sometimes you can't join me, and the CFO like backs out last second. That's where the fun happens. And the CFO's like, "I'm gonna come to Miami with you." Doesn't happen. Come to LA with you. Doesn't happen. I'm gonna come to Toronto with you. Doesn't happen. CFO talks about the game.
Hold on. I'm gonna interrupt you. I want to hear about Toronto.
Toronto.
Because we were together. Last time we were together was last Saturday night. We did the Two Dudes Cooking.
Correct.
The next day, you went next to Toronto. Next day,
a few hours later, I was up early in the morning. Went to JFK and took a beautiful flight up to Toronto. But first of all, I got to tell you something. My father, coming from Canada, I have a lot of family in Canada, love Canada, love everything about Canada.
So you're a big hockey fan.
Big hockey fan. Winnipeg Jets all the way, baby. Winnipeg Jets. Let's go Jets.
J-E-T-S, Jets.
Yeah, but if tomorrow our New York Jets, although I am taking a knee, I know I'm a little, I want to go to the game tomorrow, I do, but this whole, you know, the anthem and not standing, the players being knuckleheads, we're not a political schmooze. We'll talk another time about that. But love my New York Jets football. Love my Winnipeg Jets hockey. But we're getting to Toronto. Got off the plane at Pearson International Airport. Let me tell you something. Everybody, super nice. Canadians, when people say they're nice.
They're really nice.
No, they're really nice. Yeah. Everyone in Toronto welcomed me with
Excuse me. Right? You have a lot of people being my very polite. My fellow
Canadians, they are rocking it out. We went to so many restaurants. Dude, 13 restaurants in one day. 13 restaurants in one day. Started off at Shelley's for cafe for breakfast. Rocked out Jacob's Deli for lunch. Ended up at Marone Bistro for dinner. And in between, like literally 8 other, 9 other, 10 other, whatever it was, restaurants. It was insane. 13 restaurants. You're going to be reading all about it very, very soon. There's an amazing magazine it's in Toronto. It's located. The office is located in Toronto, but going international. I really can't discuss so much about it now until it is out in newsstands, hopefully very, very soon. But we're going to read about some amazing stuff happening in the kosher world. But besides that, really, really besides that, Toronto has an amazing kosher food scene. Now, a lot of people there complain about it. We don't have enough. I understand you might not think that you have enough of the higher end restaurants, but I was blown away by the Omni Jewelry Store. It has a cafe inside of it. I loved it.
The jewelry store?
It's called Omni Jewelry Store in Toronto. Omni. Omni 2, I think it is. Has a fantastic cafe inside. The real chef, they bake everything. There was just so much going on over there in Toronto. Pizza stores, delis, cafes, restaurants, burger places. There's high-end places. Now, I understand that when you're looking at New York City and having a tremendous amount more and larger population,
right,
you can't compare yourself to New York City, just like, you know, South Bend, Indiana can't compare itself to New York City either. They have what they have. We have what we have. But it's what the community can support and what can withstand the, you know, economic situation. And every community is different. So that being said, I was super impressed by the amount of places that Toronto has, from Second Cup for Coffee. But Sobeys, a chain grocery store, has a kosher store in Toronto.
Really?
Insane stuff. You know, I want a matzo ball soup. I had no more matzo balls there. It was insane. Right there in the freezer section.
That's cool.
Insane. Butcher shop, bakery, deli, takeout, dips, fresh fish. Great. It was literally the entire day. It was insane.
So you're saying that's easier to find matzo balls in Toronto than finding like steaks in Orlando on Pesach?
You tell me.
That was a trek. Remember that?
You tell me it was. But yeah, it's easier finding matzo balls in Toronto. Red Solo Cup. I just had to say that.
Love that song, by the way. Red Solo Cups. I absolutely drink everything at Red Solo Cup, even fancy wines. I
love
drink.
Country music. Is this even a Solo Cup, or is this like some
knockoff? You know, cheap Solo Cup.
Yeah, my friend.
Cheap Solo Cup. From I Costco, lift you up.
Kirkland brand, yeah. CFO, save your money.
Let's have a party.
Yeah. Anyway, we have so much going on over here. We're actually doing, as I mentioned earlier in the show, we have Instagram Live going on, Facebook Live going on here on our first ever live recorded podcast. Yeah. So there's just so much going on over here. And I know that I'm going back to Toronto a second. I just actually want to thank everybody that made Toronto happen, the Jewish Local, a great magazine that some major news happening very, very soon and coming out very, very soon. I want to thank you, Naomi and Vera, the team over in Toronto, for putting everything together, for rocking it out, for representing us in Toronto and really spreading kosher amazingness to the entire world now. But the entire Toronto scene, it was funny. People in Toronto goes, "You're the real kosher guru? You're the real kosher guru!" Take pictures, selfies. Everyone was so welcoming in Toronto. Really?
That's awesome.
So yeah, so just a big shout out to Toronto. Love the big TO, love Toronto, and really thank you for making it an amazing, amazing experience. And now we're back.
I think they changed the name.
Yes, the Jewish Vibe. More stuff happening. Hopefully we'll see and we'll know soon once it hits the newsstands that we actually see what's going on over there. So we'll be
very excited
cool
to see the newsstands, by the way.
I'm very, very excited to see newsstands also. I love news.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, keeping it guru style. It's what we do and who we are and everything.
Yeah.
Rocking out. Saturday night, just still like t-shirt, polo shirt. Nothing crazy. Just chilling out on this podcast over here.
So did you go to Tim Hortons? I know I didn't ask you that since we've spoken.
So there was a Tim Hortons like on other single corner.
Right. That's like the Canadian Starbucks, right? Correct. Like Tim Hortons and people, you know, in Canada are like, Tim Hortons, Tim Hortons.
I did not go. But I do want to say, let's talk about Italy for a second.
Yes.
Let's just go back to Italy because we are Kosher Guru worldwide, everywhere. We are in Canada, America, Israel, Italy, Europe, Australia, everywhere, even South Africa. If anyone knows of someone going to South Africa, so I got a box of magazines I need you to take to South Africa.
Or suitcase. I think it's usually a suitcase.
I'll take care of you, but if you could take a suitcase of magazines to us from South Africa, we would love it. Thank you very much.
Asking for a friend.
That being said, so I spent Sukkot in Italy. Was at the California Park Hotel in Forte di Marmi, which is the Tuscany region. Forget everything right now about Forte di Marmi. Just let's put that aside. We'll go back to that in a second because I spent Sukkot with Leisure Time Tours and had an amazing, amazing time. Everything was picture perfect. Elite kosher events from Milan was the caterer. Drawing a blank for a second. The great Minkowitz family, Ruth, your parents, everyone, you guys were amazing. You did an amazing, amazing job. But one thing that really stood out in my mind was when I went to go visit Ellie and Lara Gautier of Cantina Giuliano in the Tuscany Hills. Now, this is the only kosher, all-inclusive winery and farm-to-table restaurant there. It's a young couple. They spent half the year in Italy on their and in their little winery. When I say little winery, it's as big as his room. Like maybe, you know,
I saw those pictures. They look super cool.
Yeah, super cool. He does it all on his own. No help. He's there because everything is non-mavushal. So, and he's the only Shomer Shabbos, Torah Mitzvah person in that region over there. So he does everything, pours the bottle. Yossi, when I tell you he does everything on his own, he does everything on his own. I feel like going and volunteering one time just to help him out because it was insane. They have a farm, like literally a 2-minute walk up the hill, chickens, eggs, farm, fruits, vegetables, everything. And then he spends half the year, he lives in Strasbourg area of France, which is near the German border, and he learns in yeshiva, learns Torah half the year. Half the year learning Torah, half the year rocking out amazing wine.
So thank God you went for the half a year that he was there.
Thank God I did, correct, yeah. Which was the end of harvest season and getting everything ready.
Did you help them smash the grapes? Did you step on the grapes?
I didn't. They're already done. But what's even more interesting is he goes into town. He gets and does the sheep's milk, milks the sheep to do sheep's milk and makes his own cheese. So it's Chal V'Sorel. And everything is Chal V'Sorel. Pasta sorrel, breads made from scratch. They make jams. We brought some jams home. Olive oil made in the town there. Yossi, picturesque, amazing, beautiful experience that we have never really, really had before.
Wow.
But it was amazing.
That's cool. It looked really, really cool.
It was amazing. It was so cool. It was
there's a little restaurant like that I go to when I go to Israel, Gavna. Have you ever been in Bat Ayin in the Gush?
No, where is it?
So when you're going to the Gush, there's a little Bat Ayin is like right at the edge, right? And there's a restaurant like, have you ever taken the Deer Park zip line?
No.
There's a zip line that goes
zip lining.
Across.
Zip lining? See, people won't let me do zip lining.
Yeah, gotta we'll make sure he doesn't, once again, like he'll flake out and doesn't won't go on the trip.
Of course.
Like but always. there's a giant zip line.
The points and mileage and expensive, but I don't know what it is.
Yeah. So there's this giant zip line that goes across the valley. It's called Deer Park, and they have a lot of cool stuff. They do jeeping. You can run like a little
jeeping,
right? And so I just did that with my daughter. You put on the goggles, and you go, you get your hair full of stuff, and you go see, grapes growing.
Very cool.
And so they have a zip line. It ends right near Gavna, so they can actually, you can go to Gavna, and this is a small little restaurant. And
by the way, I think we should stop just for a second, give a shout out to our show sponsors.
Yes, that's important.
Our show sponsors were, this show is brought to you by Reisman's Bakery, your number one brand in trusted baked goods. Look for them at your local supermarket, takeout, grab and go items. They are amazing. Main Event Muzzone Caterers, one of the top exclusive caterers in the industry. Alan Shulman, David Itzkowitz, Moshe Gubin, creating dreams of a lifetime. Meal Mart is your number one trusted brand in all meat and provisions. Make sure you look out for them. And Quicksilver Capital, the alternative financing solutions for small to medium-sized businesses. Check them out at quicksilvercap.com. I believe we have all of our show sponsors for tonight.
Yes, but I did want to mention for the Reisman's, if you take a brownie bar,
right.
Put it in the microwave. Because we're microgalic, since we're talking about Israel, right? You put it in the microwave for like 20 seconds. It's insanely good. It's like really good. It takes a brownie bar, which is really good as it is, and like...
Dude, you just reminded me...
It's another experience.
Besides another experience, coming up in about 2 weeks, a little over 2 weeks, Kosher Fest.
Yeah.
So once again, Kosher Fest had their new product competition that Gino's from Chicago won product of the year.
Gino's
their
Pizza.
First all new kosher in the market on the OU, Chol Yisrael, Pasta Yisrael, amazing. Hopefully if you make it, do it, of course. Anyway, they had Kosher Guru, this guy right here, as the celebrity sort of personality to come to the only one, all these other people, bloggers, everyone, and they will talk about whatever else, I don't know what's going on. But they wanted to come to, we were invited to come to the new product competition.
Right.
Insane. Gino's won. Mazel tov. Congratulations, Gino's. But 2 weeks.
My friend from Nissan Alcon, by the way, from that area, he's very excited about this. Because now he lives in Far Rockaway.
In Queens.
Correct, in Queens. And now he can get Gino's again.
Yes, he can get Gino's in your local retail store.
Correct. Okay.
But.
Debbie was coughing.
I was asking if he's okay. I can hear through the bulletproof glass.
Yeah.
One thing very, very cool, a lot of stuff, exciting things happening at Kosher Fest. So if you are in the trade industry and you will be at Kosher Fest at in New Jersey, I think it's November 14th and 15th, make sure you hit us up. We will be stationed by the Quality Frozen Foods booth. We're going to have our cool podcast radio show setup going on over there. But more to come, because we will be doing some cool stuff with the Meal Mart. Stay tuned for awesome news coming out of Meal Mart. And if my good friends from other locations will be there soon, we'll have some other news happening. But very super excited. So if you are going to make it, if you are in the trade, if you're in the industry, and you're coming to Kosher Fest, please make sure to come stop by Quality Frozen Foods booth. Say hello. Check me out at the Meal Mart booth a few hours each day. A lot going on. Make sure you come on the show. We'd love to have you on, interview you, hear all about how you're rocking out kosher for the kosher industry. And really, really doing amazing, amazing stuff. Did we talk about everything we have to talk about tonight?
Well, we spoke about Allenby. We spoke about Bosch, Rapina.
Right.
You spoke about your Italy trip.
Italy trip, right.
Oh, you said you were going to go back to the neighborhood of Weir.
Oh, correct. I just wanted to explain. So we were in the hotel, California Park Hotel. It's a four-star, it's called 4L, four-star luxury hotel. Place was insane. Literally gorgeous, cool, clean, small. Small as like, it was like three small buildings. The rooms were beautiful. The service was insane. But this was done. So this was very interesting. Also, how I even got further into wanting to go to Allenby, besides David being going over Sukkot, is that the program was run by Leisure Time Tours. Leisure Time Tours is the premier tour operator in America. They do the Biltmore in Arizona, Boca Raton Resort. They have the PGA Golf Resort and Spa. They have the Wrightown Hilton. And they have two hotels that can do with their partners. The Migos is at Lee Kosher events, in one in Florence and one in Rome. That makes it six hotels. I believe I got them all. But anyway, on this program, the food was insane. The entire, from the diamond to the food to the service. But they had two chefs brought in from Israel. All of their desserts, Chef Yuval, all of their desserts were homemade on premises. Insane. No, you know, frozen, store-bought, anything. Everything, Yossi, on premises made. It was insane. Wow. Insane in the membrane. It was insane. Insane in the membrane. But then the chef Maor, who is also there rocking out of the kitchen, and Maor is the executive chef by Blue Sky.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So Mayor Doni is rocking out here in New York, and he's doing hashtag can do, opening up a kosher restaurant very soon in New York, which we're excited to hear more about hopefully in the future. But so she was with Maor, and Maor saying, yeah, his friend Elio and Balmul opening up. I'm like, you know Elio, they worked together, the whole thing. It was like, you know, like small Jewish world.
World's colliding, George. World's colliding.
Like how you always play Jewish geography, you usually win. This was like, I was playing, you know, chef with him, and he's like, oh yeah, this guy. I'm like, wow, I know who it is. Insane.
For the record, I stink at geography. I'm horrible at it, and you always win.
No. You always win. I think it's really coming down to the end of our podcast time. We've really spent so much time on Saturday night with Guru Nation out in the world, wherever you are, wherever you're tuning in from, wherever you're watching us from. It really was an amazing, amazing experience having everyone join us for two dudes cooking while we did that live before.
Yeah.
And now our podcast that hopefully will be up on our podcast channel very, very soon.
Very soon, yeah, yeah.
Very soon.
Absolutely.
And also,
remember, and it'll be available in the Google Play Store. And,
I was going to say, remember to subscribe and follow us on Apple iTunes and Google Play. The channel is Kosher Guru.
Yeah.
Google it, search it, Apple iTunes, search it. You'll find us. But, of course, go to our website, www.thekosherguru.com. Make sure you subscribe to our email list. We have great emails going on to stay tuned and stay informed of the latest kosher happenings from restaurant openings, events, programs, recipes, blogs, cool stuff happening in the kosher world all around the world. We love to have you involved and be part of our Guru Nation. And that's really it. I want to thank everybody for tuning in for another amazing episode of The Nosh with your host, Kosher Guru. Y'all see anything else?
Nah, I think we're good, man.
Okay. Peace out, everybody.
Peace.